Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, you may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air date is June 12th, 1959, and we've got Roy Acuff as the Master of Ceremonies. Let's get into it.
Tennessee, the country music capital of the world. Here's the Ted Mills Grand Ole Opry, brought to you by Pet's Evaporated Milk, new Pet Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk, and Pet Ritz Frozen Pie. Now here's the star of this week's show, Mr. Country Music himself, Roy Acuff!
Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Hollywood Rock is showing you the one I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on. My home's in sunny Tennessee.
And sound.
My home's in sunny Tennessee. Down in sunny Tennessee, that's where I long to be. Back home in sunny Tennessee.
Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. I even know just like you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
And bashful brother Oswald would roll on, buddy, roll on. Welcome, Roy. Welcome once more to the Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry. You know all about the Pet Mill Company, I guess, don't you, Roy?
I should say I do. They make that good pet evaporated milk.
Handiest milk you can get, Roy.
And that wonderful new pet instant non-fat dry milk.
Your greatest bargain in the good things of milk.
And Pet Ritz frozen pies.
The real fruit country pies, Roy. The real fruit country pies. But let's forget about the sponsor a minute and talk about your trip to Australia.
Hold on, Pete Tommy. Hold on. We can talk about that a little bit. But right now, we better tell the folks about the show.
Oh, shucks, Roy. They know you're doing the honors along with June Webb, Howdy Forrester, Bashful Brother Oz over there, Jimmy Riddle, Grandpap, the Jordanaires, Marvin Hughes, and all the Pet Mill gang.
Yeah, but just a minute, T. Tommy. Aren't you forgetting somebody? Melba Montgomery. She's a Smoky Mountain boy.
Oh,
Melba was one of the finalists last year in the first Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry talent contest. And ever since then, she's been playing and singing with our group.
It's like I always say, Roy. Entering that Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry talent contest can actually change a person's whole life. But you know something? It's hard to believe that a whole year has slipped by since the first talent contest took place, and now here it is, almost time for the finalists in the second annual Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest to be brought in here to Nashville.
They'll be here along about next week, T. Tommy.
I know it. The officials are notifying those seven local winners and are arranging their transportation. They got their rooms all reserved over at the Dinkler Andrew Jackson Hotel, one of the famous Dinkler hotel chain, and certainly one of the South's finest places to stay when traveling.
I'll say it is, T. Tommy.
And I know that Hickory Records are getting that recording contract ready for the final winner.
Well, I know that we're getting all set out on my place on the lake to entertain all the contestants and officials and pet milk folks. Going to be a big Tennessee barbecue.
Topped off by a visit to the old Ryman Auditorium and an evening at the world-famous Grand Ole Opry.
That's right, T. But we can't talk about the contest forever. We got to do some music right now, so let's listen to the fine quartet who can sing those real great spirituals, the Jordanaires with Search Me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord.
I will turn
the lights from heaven on my soul.
Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and scrape
it. I want to live
right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
Well, you know all my thoughts. You know my every need. You know where I go. You know just what I want. Now if there's something there that I'm unaware, well, take it, move it, keep me in your care.
Well, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Well, now
turn the lights from heaven on my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strip
me. I want to live right. I want to be saved.
Well, you know when I'm right. You know when I'm wrong. You know where I go. You know where I belong. Now if there's something there that I'm unaware of,
oh, well, search me, search me, search me through it all. Well, search me, Lord.
Number from their album Heavenly Spirits. Thank you, Jordanaires. Thanks a lot. Now, T. Tommy, what have you got to say to the folks about that good new pet instant?
Just this, Roy. When the weather's extra warm and you're all tuckered out, there's nothing like a tall, cold, refreshing glass of milk to help you snap right back. Milk is what helps rebuild energy. And in new pet instant, something really great has been done with fresh, wholesome Dairyland milk. The high-calorie fat and the water have been removed, leaving sparkling crystals of real milk nourishment. When you put the water back, you get delicious, refreshing, non-fat milk with all of whole milk's proteins, calcium, and B vitamins. Keep a pitcher of new pet instant in the refrigerator for your thirsty bunch. Better get it in the big 12-quart family size. New pet instant non-fat dry milk. Your biggest bargain in the good things of milk.
That's new pet instant, neighbors. Don't forget it. Now it's time we had a little dancing around here and riving up the program, and Oswald, you're the boy that can do it.
Thank you.
Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to cruise along with you. I want
Say, Roy,
tell me something. Did you see many pretty girls while you were away?
Saw lots of them, Tommy, but I'll tell you this. None of them were any better looking or nicer than her own little Smoky Mountain girl, Miss June Webb. So let's listen to June sing one of her fine recordings on the Hickory label, Conscience. Hmm?
Or will I follow you? Will I choose the one I love or the one that I'm tied to? Conscience, help me find a way to face life honestly. Take this devil from my soul. Oh, conscience, set me free. Oh, conscience, set me free.
Leave her alone, Oz. Leave her alone. Very nice, June, very nice. Really a great number.
Sure is, Roy, and I just want to take a minute to say that it's mighty nice to have Junebug back with us on the show.
Thank you, Tommy.
But now I know just a whole lot of the folks out there waiting to hear you sing a song.
Oh, I don't know about that, T.
Oh, go on. I know what I'm talking about. You got a Hickory record out called So Many Times that they're just dying to hear.
Well, I hope you're right, son, because that's just exactly what they're going to get right now. June and Oz, step up here and give me a hand and shot when you get ready. Take off so many times, will you?
So many times. So many times. I've waited, hoped and prayed you would come back and say you were mine.
Thank you just a whole lot. We're mighty nice folks. You're wonderful to us. Say, T. Tommy, what's up? You act like you were up to something.
Listen, Roy, you hear what Marvin's playing over there?
Sure I do. That's the wedding march. How comes he's playing that?
It's just a reminder that this is the month for weddings. And as a married man yourself, what advice would you give to all the June brides?
Well, T. Tommy, most brides are anxious to make an impression as a good cook. So my advice is to start right off cooking with pet evaporated milk.
You know, that's just about the best advice I've ever heard. Because, ladies, Double Rich Pet adds double delicious flavor and richness to your cooking. Makes creamy smooth soups, sauces and gravies, extra tasty casseroles and main dishes, luscious desserts. And of course, nothing brings out the satisfying flavor of coffee like Double Rich Pet. So ladies, take Roy's advice. Stock up on Pet right away so your very first meal will be a big success. Double Rich Pet. Handiest milk you can get.
Thank you, T. Now here's Howard Forrester and Jimmy Riddle to play for you the Jesse Polka, fellas.
Ha ha ha! Jeannie Riddle and Howard Forster with the Jess the Polka. Those boys get an awful lot out of those instruments, believe me. But speaking of boys, here are my good friends, the Jordanaires, with A Journey to the Sky. Fellas.
There's only one thing that I long for when I reach my home on high. See my Jesus in His glory, and to reign with Him on high. I'll be so glad to see my mother, who has gone on to that land. Oh, but I long to see my Jesus stand by His side to stand.
Without a father,
without a father, I have to make this journey by myself. Oh, someone so friendly,
so many sorrows.
I know,
my mother called me to that church
on the sky.
I shall reign with him forever in the sweet home by and by. So many times my heavy burdens have borne me to my knees. But I pray, oh blessed Jesus, won't you help me, if you please, if you will hasten to my rescue. I no longer have to cry, so I'll keep my Savior with me on my journey to the sky.
For singing it for us. Now, T. Tommy, don't just stand there. Say something. Say something about Pit Ritz pies.
Got a lot of pie eaters around the house? How about serving them a Pit Ritz cherry pie? They're gonna like this pie. Lots of juicy, tart, sweet cherries heaped high in a thin, tender, butter flaky crust. The Pit Ritz folks use only firm, red, tree-ripened cherries for their pies. Make them in the real fruit country tradition. Then all you do is bake. Treat those pie eaters to a Pit Ritz cherry pie or to any of the delicious Pit Ritz frozen fruit pies. Real fruit country pies.
It's the truth, neighbor, if ever I heard it. But now, T. Tommy, a while ago we were talking about Melba Montgomery. Mm-hmm. The fine job she's done with the outfit ever since she appeared on the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest last year.
Right.
So, what do you say that we get Melba and June up here and let them sing one of their fine duets?
Couldn't suit me better, Roy. Just couldn't suit me better.
All right, girls, sing that fine number that everyone will enjoy. Send me the pillow that you dream of.
You. Stay.
Melba. Thank you, June. Now, T. Tommy, I want you to talk to the ladies for a minute.
Talking to the ladies is what I like, Roy, what I like best.
Yeah, I know, but I want you to talk to them about Pet.
What else, Roy? What else? How much time do you ladies figure you spend just planning meals? I'll bet it's a considerable amount. Usually it's because you just run out of ideas. Well, here's all you do, ladies. Reach for a can of Pet evaporated milk. There's a fail-proof Mary Lee Taylor recipe on the label of every can of Pet. Plan your meals around such taste treats as chicken-baked pork chops, savory beans and meatballs, golden tuna scallop. And for dessert, there's pineapple chiffon pie, baked lemon pudding, fudgy brownies. And do these dishes taste good? That's because they're made with double-rich Pet, handiest milk you can get. So let Mary Lee Taylor help you with your meal planning. There's one of her family-pleasing recipes on the label of every tall and small can of Pet evaporated milk. Now it's time for Roy and the entire gang to sing I Like Mountain Music.
Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, came a hula girl from over the sea. Sparkling eyes and lips of red, she looked at me and then she said, but I must say, you can't beat turkey in the straw by cracking.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, playing fire and building
in the straw by cracking.
I'm
with us at the Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry. Listen next week when my friend Hank Snow will be running things, and he'll have young Billy Glamour along as his guest. Until then, this is Roy Acuff saying thanks. Be good. Buy Pet Mill products the next time you're in the store. So long. God bless you.
Listen next week for the Thompson Country Music and Entertainment on the Pet Mill Grand.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.